Chris Vernon from Power Switch. Question for David King. Do you agree with the growing number of scientists and analysts who are suggesting that oil will peak within a decade and possibly by the end of this decade? And secondly, what impact do you think the inevitable peaking of oil will have on climate change?
I think I'm going to answer that very cautiously. I believe that there's a finite amount of oil around, and I don't think the two of us would actually disagree with that. And the question is, how many additional wedges do you get into the Hubbard Peak? I don't think anyone is in a real position to answer that. But I personally think the key issue here is, whatever we do, I mean, for example, we could use the Sasol process, the Fischer-Tropsch catalytic reaction, to convert carbon in the form of coal into oil for using as a fuel for transport systems. I believe if we went down that route, we're heading towards carbon dioxide levels which are unacceptable for our planetary needs. So whatever happens, I'm more focused on this requirement, if you like, the wedges, that we reduce emissions in every way we can. And in doing that, we ought to move our transport sector away from its current dependence on fossil fuels. That's part of the whole process. So looking at bioethanol production, but also looking at the hydrogen. One of the nice things about BP, and it's interesting that in America it seemed to be a Californian project, and in this country it seemed to be a Scottish project. But we tend to focus on the Peterhead Millerfield project. The importance of those two projects is that hydrogen is produced. Now, in the first place, they're going to use that hydrogen in fueling power stations. That's probably not the most effective use of hydrogen. Hydrogen can be brought forward towards that hydrogen fuel economy that we've all been looking at, where in the future, cars on the road will be fueled with hydrogen and we'll have hydrogen fuel cells as the engine of the process. So I see this as a very important potential step, and it's a non-linear feedback term for George, it doesn't quite operate in the wedges, where the enabling of the hydrogen technology with zero carbon production may have a massive impact in the transport sector.